Blog Talk Radio.
You know who I'm tired of in the media? I've had enough of Britney Spears. I am tired of this fucking bitch. I mean, I like her more now because she looks like me. But what bothers me about her is she's a phony. See, she's trying to shed that mom image and recapture her sex appeal. Paris Hilton is the legitimate sex symbol because at least she was wonderful for us and fucked and filmed it. You gotta respect that. There's a big H in the back and she's, you know. That's a good egg. Britney's a coward, man. She doesn't have the guts to do that. So she gives us all these sneak peeks, these little oopsie shots of her getting out of the limo. Oopsie daisy. Look at her awful, ugly pussy. She has an ugly, ugly pussy. It looks like Bill Murray's mouth in Caddyshack. See, she's trying to shed that mom image.
Spit it out, cause I'm dying for company.
To recapture her sex appeal.
I notice that you got it, you notice that I want it. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. If you want this goodness, sicker than the remix. Baby, let me blow your mind. Like this before. Come on, get me on the floor. DJ, what you waiting for?
That's the key.
Anyone?
Get you off with the touch, dancing in the dark.
Sex appeal.
You notice what I'm wearing. I notice when you're staring. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. Harder than the A-list. Next one on my hit list. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it no more. Never buzz like this before. Keep on dancing till the world ends. If you feel it,
No, you're not. You're tuned to Mega Show. I'm Vincent the Bay, and here's the proper intro to Mega Show. That's right, Sunday night Mega Show with me, Vincent the Bay. Hey, hey, hey. All right, here it is. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. All right, it's Sunday night. That only means one thing: Mega Show. Open lines tonight. The number 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thank you for joining me, early chit chatters. Big shouts to Sexy Mojo, old school friend of the program, Sexy Mojo. Oh, so happy to see her in the chat. What a pleasant surprise. I've got Morning Wood a little bit early. Thanks in part to the one and only Sexy Mojo. You want to hear what Sexy Mojo sounds like? Unless she wants to grace us with her voice on the air. You can go way back into the archives, like 2009, to get a taste of her. She is a lovely, lovely lady from the Pacific Northwest here on the West Coast, a.k.a. the Best Coast. We like to refer to it here. That's right, Vincent the Bay holding things down here tonight on Mega Show. Stick around, kids. We have my co-host tonight coming right up, Hot Janelle. She's out of the 420 Grindhouse crew. She's going to join us momentarily. And we're going to just hang out, take calls, open lines tonight. 347-826-7667 is the number. I opened with some Britney Spears there, mixed with some Jim Norton. So Britney Spears was in San Francisco today to tape a little mini concert for national TV broadcast tomorrow morning on Good Morning America. Britney sure did take San Francisco by storm this afternoon. during the taping of her Good Morning America mini concert at the Bill Graham Civic, the pop star was in town to celebrate the release of her album Femme Fatale, which drops this Tuesday. And blah-bitty bloopy, and there's all these pictures over here on 99.7now.radio.com. It's like the local pop station here in town. Anyway, everybody's got a boner for Britney Spears, but I'll tell you who, you know, and she's trying to make her little comeback here in San Francisco, trying to embrace the gay community. But she wanted to do a show at the Castro, but apparently they knew that there was going to be rain in the forecast. She wanted to do a concert outdoors in the Castro district, so they nixed that because they knew the weather was going to suck. So she moved it to the Bill Graham Civic, and I know people that came at least as far as Modesto. But people came from all points around the Bay Area and beyond, Central Valley, you know, down obviously from Southern California, way up north. People came from all over to try to get tickets to this show, this Britney show. It's sold out in seconds, and a lot of people were turned away. And but anyway, she's in town today to promote her new record. She's trying to do it with a bang, shebang, here in the Castro district, and get a little street cred because Lady Gaga has been embraced by the gay community, so now Britney Spears is trying to get in on that bandwagon. Aha, not so fast though, Britney Spears. At least not the gay community in San Francisco. Is at least trying to put her in check a little bit. A lot of the people in the gay community here in San Francisco actually are questioning her intentions of doing this show in here and trying to kickstart her resurgence with some help from the gay community. Like, she throws a concert down here, suddenly she's the shit, right? Well, here's Exhibit A. It's an article from the SF Examiner. It's you can find it at sfexaminer.com in the local section. And it says, the gay community snaps Britney's olive branch, questioning her intentions with her concert today. It's said in the parlance of celebrity culture that America loves nothing more than a downfall, except that is a comeback. Britney Spears, by all accounts, has achieved the former handily. Now the pop diva wants San Francisco and its gay community to be part of her resurgence, but not before the city's drag queen community has a little fun, making fun of her. Ever since Britney Spears announced she would be promoting her new album Femme Fatale on Good Morning America by performing a mini concert outside the Castro Theater, the gay community has gone bonkers, arguing about whether she should be granted access to an exclusive non-gay list of gay icons. Although rainy weather has forced the show indoors, to the Bill Graham, Spears' intention was clear. Get gay people on board. Juanita Moore, a longtime San Francisco drag queen and club promoter, said, quote, there's a tragedy to Britney Spears. It's just attractive. There's history in the falling of a pop star, whether it's Britney or Judy Garland. But I haven't exactly heard Britney over the past 5 years talking about the gay community, not like Lady Gaga has. Mm-hmm, sister. And she snapped her fingers a couple of times too, I think. He did, excuse me. Technically, Juanita Moore has a penis, so it's technically a dude. But instead of merely relying on an aging fan base that first encountered her high school girl image as teenagers in 1999, Spears has done her part lately to woo gay sensibilities without overtly offending middle America. Oh, what a wizard of cultural pop culture bombast this Britney Spears is. She appeared on the gay-friendly show Glee in September and in the March edition of Out magazine, in which she said she would support her sons if they turn out to be gay. In the same interview, she also said she only dates men. Okay, yeah. Leaked snippets of Spears' new album revealed no clear gay themes, unlike Lady Gaga's Born This Way, which has achieved anthem status in the lesbian, gay, bi, transgender community. See, I like to say all the names out in these acronyms because they just say in the Examiner, they just, you know, it's LGBT community. Whatever. Lady Gaga is generally revered in drag. No, I'm sorry. She is. I thought she wasn't drag. Personally, I thought Lady Gaga was a dude when she first came out. No offense. But whatever. Even if she was, it wouldn't matter. I like Lady Gaga. Quite honestly, I don't. And not in some, like, ironic way. Like, I actually, some of her songs I actually like. I can, yeah, no problem. Where was I? Gaga is generally revered in drag clubs as a serious, Gaga is generally revered in drag clubs as a serious artist, while Spears seems more like fodder for sarcastic stage antics. A Britney Night drag show last weekend at a South of Market nightclub had Queens lampooning Spears juggling a mocha latte, a cigarette, and a baby doll. Drag, local drag icon, blah-bitty, blue-bitty, you get the picture. So not everybody in the gay community is on board with Britney Spears is what I'm trying to get at, all right? It's not all hunky-dory. Not everybody's fucking lock, stock, and two smoking cornholes on the same page with this idiocy. Don't get me wrong, I love Britney Spears, and I'll post a link to the article and also photos from 99.7 FM's All the Hits. They had an exclusive on her show. Let's see, let's post this in the chat here. Boingo. And what else did I want to post in there? Oh, here we go. Here's the article that I just read. Anyway, it's Vincent the Bay. I'm going to bring on my co-host Todd Janelle in a minute. We're going to chop it up and take your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join me, the time is now. The place is here, and all other kinds of jazz. Oh, one other note. My team, the North Carolina Tar Heels, were defeated, ladies and gentlemen. And that, therefore, concludes officially my, well, not officially, unofficially. Officially, my Basketball Jones continues until the Final Four is over, which is next weekend. Or next Monday. And I might have my show on during the Final Four. So I might do a simulcast of the Final Four and just get wasted or something. I don't know. Anyways, but my team lost, so they're no longer. They got to the Elite Eight. They got farther than Duke, which excites me tremendously. But unfortunately, they passed away. No, they passed gas on the court, literally. They played valiantly, but ultimately, they were taken down by the Kentucky Wildcats. Props to Kentucky. You guys did it. And that concludes unofficially my Basketball Jones. I'll be right back.
Basketball Jones! I got a Basketball Jones! Got a Basketball Jones!
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Yes, I'm back. It's Vince in the Bay.
Hello.
All right. Welcome back, everybody in the gay community and beyond. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I now welcome to the program my co-host for the rest of the show, Hot Janelle. Hey, Hot Janelle, what's going on, sister?
Nothing. How are you?
Oh, so much better now that I hear your warm, succulent voice.
Well, that's good.
I just pre-came already. This is amazing.
Awesome.
Thanks so much. This is, I'm nervous, so be gentle.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
Hell, you had
hey,
Angel on here the other night.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
she's
you shouldn't
so
be nervous.
Hot, isn't she?
She really
yeah.
is. I
wow.
saw a picture of her. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I'm for real. It's sinful. Sinful. She's the devil's work.
The devil's work.
Oh. Anyway, what's up with you, sister? Why don't you tell us who you are and where you're in, and tell us about the 420 Grindhouse. What's going on over there these days?
Do I have to stand up and address the class?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm Hot Chanel from
your skirt up
the 420
first,
Grindhouse.
Oh,
okay.
And what's your name?
I'm not wearing
any
underwear.
You have to... Periodically throughout the show, you have to say our new favorite soundbite that you came up with on the what was it, the Wake and Bake yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. The I love the pussy.
Yeah.
So just randomly.
If you could just periodically throughout the Puro program, just randomly throw that in. Great.
Yeah, I'm sure that everybody would love that. Mm-hmm. All the male listeners out there. I love the pussy. I tweeted it the other day.
I saw that. I retweeted it, actually.
The only comment I got out of it. I was surprised.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had so much fun hanging out with you guys yesterday. If you guys are listening right now and you're not familiar with the 420 Grindhouse, and they have a show during the week, but on the weekends they do a early show on Saturday morning. And I usually wake up with them and try to call in at least before you guys go off the air, because I'm literally waking up and barely have the morning wiped out of my eyelids. And I'm joining you guys. But it's cool.
Kind of yeah.
Cool. And go through it virtually or with you guys, vicariously with you guys.
Vicariously. I like that word.
Yeah.
It's kind of dirty. Like kumquat.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, every word's dirty if you say it right.
Exactly. I used to play a game with a friend of mine when I worked at a restaurant, and yeah, we'd just come up with words and make them filthy. It was fun.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Especially
ironic.
When you got two chicks back there doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, if anybody out there, ladies especially, if you want to join us and make this a threesome, the number is 347-826-7667. Vincent the Bay hanging out here with Hot Janelle. It's wide open lines. Although I did open with the whole Britney Spears thing, and I'd like to hear your take on Britney Spears, Hot Janelle. What do you think about Britney Spears and her trying to woo the gay community with her big comeback?
I think it's a bunch of bullshit, but I'm not a big Britney Spears fan. I never have been. She can go suck a dick for all I care.
Let's say you were part of the gay community, which I am, which people speculate that I am part of. Would you be offended if she just said all of a sudden said, I'm going to make a comeback. Lady Gaga had so much success with the gay community. I'm going to go for the gay community. Wouldn't you have a little resentment towards her?
A little bit. I mean, it sounds like a child, a jealous child is what it reminds me of. Oh, well, she did it. I want to do it, too.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's ridiculous.
Totally. All these little bimbos like her and Lindsay and what's the other one? Paris Hilton and all these chicks. They're like, it's seriously, mm-hmm. They're like the sluts in high school, but they're acting it out virtually now for everybody who's out of high school that wishes they were still in it. They're like sort of like our own popular people that we can all share together and fawn over. And I don't know if you've seen these pictures. I posted them in the chat, but it's still chubby looking Britney. I mean, she looks great. It's the Britney I like. It's the voluptuous, curvy, slightly sloppy Britney.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see him. I could care less for Britney Spears. I try to ignore that whole area.
Oh, she looks good. Wow, she looks really good. She got big legs, though.
I like my chicks more to the punk rocker variety.
Oh, really? Like who? Okay, if you are, I don't know if you're bi or whatever, but if you were,
I appreciate the female persuasion.
Well, who in the celebrity or rock and roll world or whatever out there in the female would you potentially cross over for?
Oh, the chick, I don't know her name. She's the lead singer of Lacuna Coil. She's fucking hot.
Lacuna Coil. Not familiar.
Yeah, they're one of those out there bands. Evanescence.
I've heard of, sounds very, very vaguely familiar, but Luna Coil?
Lacuna.
Lacuna?
Yeah, they're, I think they're like European or Russian or something like that.
It's an Italian. No, they're an Italian goth metal band. Oh, nice. How come I've never heard of these people?
Oh, they're awesome.
They're from Milano. Wow.
Yeah.
These guys
and
they have two singers, a dude and a chick.
Yeah, and the chick's fucking hot. She's smoking. I'd do her in a heartbeat.
Oh, I gotta get into this shit, dude. this is my shit, dude. I love everything Italian. I've been to Italy. It's the only place I've been to outside of the outside of North America. I went to Europe exclusively just to go to Italy for like 3 weeks, and I'm probably gonna try to go back again soon. But oh wow, this is cool. I love Italian culture and I love Italian art, bands and stuff. And this is sweet. I've never gotten into Italian metal, and this is the gateway, I think. Lacuna Coil.
And it's great music. It's not like hard heavy rock. It's more of a kind of a mellower, I think, a little bit more melodious. But I really enjoy it. They're one of my favorite bands really right now. Also the lead singer from Evanescence, Amy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty hot. She's pretty smoking.
She's got that face.
No, she's from Evanescence.
Oh, just another person.
Totally
Evanescence. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Another chick. Right on.
Amy Lee. She's quite popular. She was, I know they play her on the more hip hop stations as well.
Oh yeah, she's always in some remix or something with somebody. Or,
yeah,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
I like the originals though.
Kind of like how, what's her name, the chick from No Doubt crossed over into like R&B and hip hop.
Gwen Stefani, yeah.
Yeah, I mean
she's pretty hot.
I mean, they
I do
they were like
too.
A punk band. She was like punk rock.
Yeah,
and then
they
kind of poppy punk, but still, it was punk.
You know, I liked them in the beginning, and then they crossed over, and I stopped listening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They have a couple of hits that I can tolerate.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
I could certainly tolerate her riding up and down my thing.
In your thing.
And by thing, I mean my Sibian. That's what I'm going to do. If I ever get big time like Howard Stern, I'm going to have my own Sibian just in the studio. And when I get in studio guests, boom, Sibian ride. Free Sibian ride. Compliments of Vincent Bay.
That's great.
Anywho. Hey, what's up, Chit Chatters? Big ups to Cannabis Monk, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Hot Janelle, and Sexy Mojo. Also, several guest listeners. If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. I also have Lan Lo in the cut here on the line, but with not with the hand raised, Cannabis Monk and Fat Red Dragon. So if you guys want to chime in, feel free to raise your hand. Now, Hot Janelle, the 420 Grindhouse is notorious for these Sexy Fun Time?
Sexy Fun Time.
Yeah,
I love Sexy Fun Time.
Yeah, and I was an accessory to one of these said fun times.
That was probably the funniest one we had.
I know.
It really was.
And luckily I caught it. I captured it all on tape. And Child Protective Services are now going to be removing the parents from the homes of two of the individuals that were captured in that video. So I apologize to them. But Fat Red Dragon had a good time. And so we captured it live, and it's there for everybody to enjoy for millennia.
It's great. I'm so glad that you captured that image and that we can see it for all time.
That was so hilarious.
I was in tears that night.
I know. And we should, if anybody has it, Fat Red Dragon, I'm sure, has it like fucking on the ready. Post that link in there, dude. So these people, Jay Mackin would definitely, Jay Mackin in the chat room would definitely appreciate that video. I have Fat Red Dragon. I suggest you throw it in there.
I think everyone would
what they need.
Appreciate that.
And hell, dude, if you want, later on, maybe we can the 420 Grindhouse crew might want to take over for a second and indulge in some Sexy Fun Time later. I'm totally down for that if you guys want to pull that off again.
That would be awesome. I think we could probably talk
a special Fat mega show edition of the 420 Grindhouse Sexy Fun Time. That we got to make that happen.
That would be amazing.
And now we need to pause for a few seconds for station identification. We have our good friends tuning in from on shortwave from radio station WXKL529er down in Santiago, Chile. And this one's for you, kids.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
All right, folks. In honor of my good compatriots here at over here at the 420 Grindhouse, we're going to take a little smoke break and be right back with Hot Janelle and your calls. Do it now, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion. And that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get 5 of these. We have to get 5 because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. Yeah, the DVDs, Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basement. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't get down like that.
I do. I'm back here. I'm Vince in the Bay, here with Hot Janelle. We're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to the chat room. Looks like we have a lot of guest listeners. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you're new to BTR, do yourself a favor, sign up. It's free, it's easy, it's simple, it's just like any other garbage wannabe social networking site. You just sign in, use a pet, you know, come up with a username, get a picture, come, you know, and then you can jump into the chat room and talk smack with us. Although I would warn you, do not use your real name. Use an alias, something that maybe describes you. Like, say, Vince in the Bay or Hot Janelle. Two perfectly good examples. Anyway, it's really easy. You sign up. You don't have to host a show. You can if you want. You can do it for free. You can sign up, get a profile, and host a show for 30 minutes. A lot of people do it. It's fun. It's easy. It's simple. You can do it, probably sign up and everything in about 2 minutes, and you can come back in here with me and get in the chit-chat room and tell me how much you want to make love to me. And then I'll give you my number privately, and we'll arrange for stuff, something to happen after the show. But in the meantime, the show must go on. It's Vince in the Bay, the number 347-826-7667. I'm on here live for the next hour and 15 with my co-host, Hot Janelle. She's joining me via the 420 Grindhouse crew. And your show is tomorrow night, correct, Hot Janelle?
Yes, it is. It's on at 9.
What? Go ahead.
Central time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're here in the Midwest, so.
That's 7 p.m. my time to 10 p.m. Eastern. Wow, I can do math.
Yeah, they can do math, too.
Yep. Well, I tune in all the time, and it's especially pleasing to hear your voice in command on Monday nights.
Yay.
Primetime Grind with Hot Janelle. That's just the name and title of the program says it for me. Jay Mackin in the chat room says 9 Central. That's 4:20 everywhere else.
Sure. And apparently
that's a great
his
slogan.
Magical.
Hey, Jay Mackin, I'm going to steal that. I'm just going to say that from now on. Instead of like all the other shit, I'm just going to say, hey, it's Vincent the Bay. Join me live on Disorderly Conduct every Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Pacific, 4:20 everywhere else, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I love the pussy.
Oh, wow. All right, kids, call in now, 347-826-7667. Open lines. We can do this. Come on. Contribute, people. Oh, all right, so what about Lady Gaga? Do you like Lady Gaga?
Oh, I've heard a lot about her.
Like
I've never heard
that
her
crap.
Music.
You just like metal, right?
Well, no. I mean, I like a lot of different... The only thing I really don't care for is country. That whiny tear in my beard, shit, I can't handle it. And I live right here smack dab in the middle of, you know, Country Central, so it's special. But, yeah. I'm not big on the, you know, big popular, oh my God, it's Lady Gaga, whatever. I'm just, it's not my thing. You know, I could care less. I don't know anything about them. I don't want to know anything about them.
Yeah, I like it. That's Lacuna Coil. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's great. I have a little bit of Lacuna Coil on the soundboard.
This is hot.
It really is. Wait, and she can wail. Oh. She also did, I'm going to have to get this downloaded if I can, with Apocalyptica.
Huh?
She did a song with Apocalyptica, and she just kills it. I love it.
Apocalyptica?
Yeah, they're mostly just music, and then they get a bunch of singers on.
Nice. I love that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what's, so her had, what's her name? What's her name to track with her?
It's called SOS, Anything But Love, and it's great. I love it.
Interesting. Okay, let me see what I can do about that. Yeah, interesting.
And she does. I mean, she's just awesome.
Cool. I dig it, man. I'm all for exploring new stuff that I've never fucking heard of, even if it's been around longer than me and I didn't even know it. I'm very open to new stuff. And I'm not a metal guy, but I can certainly appreciate metal, no doubt about it. But like, if I want to get fired up, I'm gonna play like some Slayer, right?
Let's get fired it up.
Yeah. Hey, let's listen to some Slayer, and I'll try to download some Lacuna Coil. And I'll be right back here with Hot Janelle. It's Mega Show. Call in now, 347-826-7667. Remember, Jesus saves. From the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Vince in the Bay, back with my co-host, Hot Janelle. We were just talking about a couple of artists that she enjoys, and I just uploaded them, so before the end of the show, we'll hear that Apocalyptica and also the Lacuna Coil. And yeah, that chick is hot.
She really is.
I'm into it. I'm feeling it. And you know what else I'm feeling? I'm feeling like taking some calls, shall we?
That sounds like fun.
We shall. Shall we not?
We shall.
You're supposed to say, I like vaginas, or whatever your line is.
I like the pussy.
All right, let's go to the 408. I think this might be Goofy Bone. What's up, Goofy?
Being an artist, you know, tell me your shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't hear what you said. What?
Oh, shit, am I live? I'm sorry. I'm talking to Dragon on the tiny chest. Sorry.
Oh, homie, you're on the air now, dude. You're live. I just unmuted you. So what's up, dude? What's on your mind?
Nah, I'm just here, you know, representing Vince, you know what I'm saying? Just,
that's
I came back home, I had some drama on the tour, so I just, you know, I'm back home, smoking some goody goods, live on Tiny Chat, and, yeah, seeing hot Janelle, because she is beautiful and hot, and smoking with the Fat Red Dragon, and, yeah, got my beanie on, gang banging in the studio. But, yeah.
That's up. Ladies and gentlemen, Goofy Bone just got off of tour. He's a San Jose-based rapper, good friend of the program. We just had him featured on one of my shows last week. You want to go back in the archives and check that out. It was 2 hours, me and Goofy having some good times, and we're going to have some more good times here with myself and my co-host, Hot Janelle. In the second hour, we're going to play a couple of those tracks. Also, there's a new segment I'm doing here. I'm torturing my guests with and callers with a new segment called Tongue Twisters. So look forward to that in the second hour as well. And we're going to get to more calls here. I've got Jota 305. What's up? You're on the air.
Hello, Vince. It's actually Jay Mackin from Portland, Oregon. How you doing?
Jay Mackin, doing good, bro. What's up?
Oh, not much. I was prepping for my show tomorrow morning, took a break, and saw you had an actual female co-hosting the show with you, so I thought I would grace this momentous occasion with my presence.
I love it, man. I love it. Yeah, Hot Janelle is my co-host tonight. Hot Janelle, welcome. Getting a little feedback. I think that might be from Jay. Is that Jay or Hot Janelle? No, that's Jay. Jay, you got a little feedback party going on over there. You might want to simmer that down, and we'll bring you back in a second. In the meantime, Goofy, now that you're back in town, are you going to start cleaning the shitters again? And also, when is your show back up and running?
I'll be live May 1st, 2011. I'll start cleaning the shitters April 1st, 2011. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for making me have a good job here and clean your shitters while you take a shit on your guys' wonderful shows. So, hey.
Nice. I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate the love and all the hard work you do cleaning the toilets and working on all that grout and all that muck. It's dirty work, but somebody's going to do it. And I appreciate you coming on the show, dude. And let's take some more calls. I've got here someone from area code 541. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Seriously, Vince? You don't remember me? I'm hurt.
Oh, well, you have to talk for a little bit. But, yeah, of course I remember. Sexy Mojo.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm having the little show tonight with a little hottie named Hot Janelle. She's so hot that the sun wears Hot Janelle glasses.
God. So corny.
You're such a flatterer.
Hot Janelle is so hot that I have to use mittens to fondle her.
Nice visual, thanks.
Yeah. Wow. Mittens. That's a new one even for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sexy Mojo isn't so bad herself. She's so juicy. If I squeezed her, I'd make sexy Mojinade. Anywho, what's going on in the tiny chat? Should I even go in there? Do I want to see what's happening in there? I mean, if there's going to be, oh, hey, hot Janelle's in there. That's hot.
Yeah, I'm about to fall on my shirt.
The cleavage. But... You got the boobies just wanting the little girls want to come out and play, I think.
They do. They always do. It's kind of hard to keep them in there.
Damn. That's what's up. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it's Vincent the Bay. We've got a full panel here. Hey, Jay Mackin, as a member of the gay community, how do you feel about Britney Spears coming into San Francisco to kick off her new album release?
I'm not an official member of the gay community, Vince.
Well, you come to all the barbecues. I don't know. I mean, why enjoy all the benefits without, you know, signing up?
Well, I know the secret handshake, and it involves my hand curling up into a fist and ramming into your anus.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, yeah, hello, just like, what was the last barbecue that happened at? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Brittany, what do you think?
I think she's a whore, and I would like to have about three of her to polish my balls with their tongues.
Okay. Goofy, what do you think about Britney Spears? Now you're a member not of the gay community, but of the member of the Bay Area community. How do you feel about Britney just basically helicoptering into the fucking Castro, prancing around on stage for a couple of minutes for the ABC Good Morning America cameras, and then fucking getting out of town and not even fucking giving a shit? You know, what do you think about her using the Bay as a launching pad to try to revamp her career?
That's what happens when you give Trailer Park Trash money, you know? They could do whatever the fuck they want. But it's like, what can I do? I'm just a lousy Mexican that cleans the shitters at Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, but you're also a musical, you're a local musical artist. And, like, you know, she just decides, oh, I'm just going to do the concert in the Castro District. You can't do that. You're like a fucking hardworking, you know, musician, and she just I'll do a concert for the homosexuals, and that'll help my record sales.
That's like, fucking none. You know, people.
Why don't you start doing concerts in the Castro, dude?
Fuck that.
You should have Jay Mackin promote you to some of his concerts or whatever.
There's times that the fags have hit me up, and you know. I have no problem with what they do. I don't. You know, you could be gay all you want, but don't fucking hit me up, man. I'm a motherfucker. I'm from the hood. I'll sock you up, man, straight up. And I have a couple times. And I'm not gay bashing or anything, but it's just like, come on. I'm not one of you guys, all right? Just leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple.
Exactly.
I'm not one of you.
What's that, Jay?
Isn't that Jay Mackin?
Yeah, it's Jay Mackin.
I like how he says, you know, I'm not gay bashing, but I'm not one of you.
Exactly.
Fuck you, bitch. 347-826-7667 is the number, folks. We're just getting warmed up here. It's hour number two, just getting underway. I'm Vincent the Bay. I have with me my co-host, Hot Janelle. We're joined by the Mexican, Sexy Mojo, and representing the gay community tonight, Jay Mackin. And if you want to join in on this cavalcade of mediocrity, the number is 347-826-7667. And without any further ado, oh, wait. Hey, who's interested in doing tongue twisters? Anybody want to do a tongue twister?
Yeah, I'm down for a tongue twister.
All right. Goofy Bone is going to do a tongue twister. We'll be right back with another edition of Tongue Twisters. This will be with Goofy Bone. If you want to get in on Tongue Twisters, call in now, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. Time for Tongue Twisters with Vincent the Bay. Now say red leather, yellow leather 5 times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. red leather, yellow leather. Okay, for real, here we go. Okay. Red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fat frogs flying past fast. She sells seashells by the seashore. Say toy boat five times fast.
Toy boat. Alright.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
We surely shall see the sunshine soon.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
All right. Turn down your monitor there, Goofy. Getting some feedback going on here, dude.
How's that? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, so you kind of get the gist of it. Tongue twisters, you get three tongue twisters, and you get three shots at each tongue twister. If you get all three correct, you win a prize. And hang on, let me tell you what you're playing for tonight, Goofy Bone. Let me dial this in here. And let's see. Goofy tonight is playing for free Easter baskets. That's right. All kinds of baskets just in time for Easter, kids. Goofy Bone, you will win a free set of Easter baskets just in time to give out to the little bone and bonettes or whatever, however many goddamn kids, you illegitimate children you have. This will come in handy. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it. All right,
here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's start with this one. Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lovely Lane?
Correct. All right,
wow.
You got the first one, dude. No, you got two more to go. If you get two more, then you get the baskets. All right, you ready for number two? Here's number two. Tongue twister number two.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Please, Paul, pause for the applause.
No, incorrect. All right, try here it is again. Listen carefully, Goofy. I know you're Mexican, but listen carefully.
Please,
sorry.
Paul, pause for applause.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Correct. All right, Goofy. One more to go, bro.
I'm sorry, man.
Rob, one more to go, bro. You put that "the" in there. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking, but all right.
I'm from the hood, Vince. Come on.
I know. All right, one more to go, dude. One more. You ready? This one's tough. This is for all the baskets. Free baskets. You ready?
All the baskets, man.
It's all riding on this one. You got three chances at this. So you got to nail it. It's tough. Nobody's gotten this one yet. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Tongue Twister number 3. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise annoys an oyster. And,
All right, try it again. One more. Come on, dude. You got to get two more shots.
I got to get a drink of water from grandma.
All right, get a drink of water, you pussy. Come on, hurry up. You want to hear it again? Are you listening? Can you hear it again?
Fuck Jay Mackin. I don't give a fuck. Here we go. Yeah.
All right, here we go, bro. Here you go. You're a rapper, man. You should be able to get this in 3 takes. Come on, are you ready?
Imagine
these are rap lyrics. Just imagine like it's like 3. This is like 3 bars off of a new record. Ready? All right, here it is. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise annoys an oyster. But any noise.
One more shot, dude. One more shot. This is it. This is your only. You want to hear it again? Or did you do it?
Can I get a drink for Jay Mackin?
Yeah, get a drink. Get a drink. Go ahead. Get a drink. And
cheers,
I'll play one
Jay
more time.
Mackin. Cheers.
Now you got one more shot at it, dude. Come on, bro.
Let's do it. Come on, fuck. Oh, man.
All right, here it is. Here it is. One more time. You can listen to it one more time. Get you some rhythm and check it out. All right. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys the oyster most.
Sorry, Goofy. Incorrect. Thanks for participating, though. If anybody else wants these free baskets, they're available on the east side of San Jose. They're on Craigslist. You can pick them up, I guess, if you contact them via email. I'll post that in the chat. And I'll be right back with my co-host tonight, Hot Janelle. We're taking calls, 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'll be right back. Sheila shut the shop shutter.
a player. Hot ass day, bitches everywhere. I'm leaning hard to the left like a big shot, checking out the hoes, seeing who is getting knocked. Cause when you fuck with shorts, you get fucked quick. I run some drama on your ass to make you suck dick. Ride through the old thing, beaming it slow. Talking that shit about niggas on the phone, drive crazy. Trying to tear up shit. It's just another day in Oakland, D.I. Yeah, them niggas from East Oakland be driving crazy than a motherfucker, man. Niggas over there on 84, beaming, niggas always talking about us. This how we drive on the floor, man, you know. Doing donuts and shit, running all up on the curb, breaking up new cars and shit, nigga. Really don't know, that's some hopeless shit, bitch. It was me, Jock, beaming and T-Lo. Boop, kicky, slow motion and P.O. Spud, Juju, Frog, and Big E. Getting high on Oral Street. Bub, Joe, Ray, CeCe, and Mark. Rolling both deep from Sobrani Park. Howard came through from the B-Town. Motherfuckers getting high, it's going down. It's the same every day, every day it's the same. But that night we hit the hoop game. Who was playing? Seattle versus Golden State. Hollered at the homeboy Gary Payton. After the game, we went to his house. NBA jams turned us out. Niggas talking loud, slamming bones. Any kind of way to get your gamble on. Bet, all you kept hearing was bet. Dice game on the pool table, fuck that shit. I ain't going out of town broke. I gotta have a bank and some bank to smoke. Think I'm gambling? You must be insane. It started getting late, I had to catch that plane. So I got to the airport. Just another day for too short. Yeah, I do that kind of shit, you know. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing, little bitch. Show dogs in the motherfucking house. Kicking it with QD3 on the LA scene. Ain't no thing, baby, cause we coming up in the game, that's how we do. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane. Thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch us. Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsta, same old scene. Yelling at 7th, at 9th floor. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Ed Guard posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. They caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking freak nick. Pop that shitty hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my partners from the O flew up. And they was playing that danky stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back, talking about we ain't leaving, bitch. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know, I guess I'll get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know, F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to Lil Durl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day. Bitch.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitches that I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right, Vincent the Bay, hanging
yeah,
out
Paul,
for
sure.
Another 35 minutes with my co-host, Hot Janelle from the 420 Grindhouse crew. Once again, she's on tomorrow night. Hot Janelle, tell the folks, we have some new listeners since we last discussed your program. Tell us once again your show, about your show tomorrow, when they can tune in and where and what's going to happen.
They can tune in to Primetime Grind with Hot Janelle at the 420 Grindhouse. It's at 9 o'clock, Central Standard Time, I guess. what's it about? Really, I don't really have an answer to that question. It's just...
not a whole lot going on.
There's stuff goes on. I just kind of
sexy fun time. Time happens. I love that. That's a great segment. And at what point are you going to be performing? I know Fat Red Dragon kind of carries the load, so to speak, when it comes to performing the world famous Sexy Fun Time. Are you ever going to, because you're very, very photogenic, no doubt about it, and I guarantee you can perform. I haven't seen you perform, but I'm sure you can. Is there any chance in the future you will be performing on one of these little Sexy Fun Time deals?
Yeah, I don't know about that. It just depends on how drunk they get me. I guarantee
I don't get down like that.
I guarantee I wouldn't get kicked out of the room.
I don't get down like that.
That Rich Dragon does. So, but yeah, I don't know.
Right. Likely story. Anyway, it's Vincent the Bay. I'm hanging out with Hot Janelle. We've got Jay Mack in here representing the gay community. Shouts out to the gay community. I'm Vincent the Bay, and a lot of people think I'm gay, so I might as well be in allegiance with them. So it's good to have a member representing them on the panel tonight. Jay Mack, and tell us about your program, where we can find it, and what goes on there.
Well, first of all, my apologies to the hooker I was with last night. She did not seem to detect that I was gay as she was swallowing my load down her old wrinkled throat. So
enough
I apologize.
Of the theater talk.
How'd you know it was behind a theater? That's weird. That is weird.
I think it was with. I think that's because Larry. That's what Larry was back there doing some shit himself with some other dude.
I did see some red eyes in the darkness. I thought it was a rat, but you know, my show, Unabash Radio, can be heard on Cascadia.fm live every weekday morning at 8 a.m. The tagline of my show: it's where the news of the day goes to die. I have comedians that are my co-hosts. I have a cartoonist that's my co-host. And then I also, on Fridays, will rape and then roast a goat and eat it.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait to tune into that. So there you go, folks. Our panel tonight also includes the lovely and talented and good old school friend of the show, Sexy Mojo. Sexy Mojo.
Hey,
Davey. How you doing? What are you up to? What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I just called to see how life was treating you since I got a text at 2 a.m. What was that about?
That's when I got your message because I did my BTR show, and I guess you sent me the message sometime after my show ended. And I went out and, I don't know, I did, or no, last night. No, I didn't have a show last night. Oh, I just got in late last night and I saw your message and I just decided to text you. And you didn't text me back. And I thought, okay, fine. But then you called in, so that makes up for it.
It was 2 a.m.
Yeah, I know. Well, I get horny at that time, so that's kind of why I thought of you. When I saw that, I got really horny and just said, fuck it, I'm going to text her.
Well, you should have texted me you were horny then.
Okay, I'm going to text you after the show. I'm going to text you right now during the show. All right, if you guys want to join us, the number 347-826-7667 is the number. Shouts out to everybody in the chat room. Appreciate the love. Oh, and speaking of love, hello, the lovely Angel with us tonight. She came to my rescue yesterday. I did a random show yesterday afternoon. I had like 3 listeners, and she was one of them. She called in, so shouts to her. She also was my co-host last week, and that was my 3rd highest listened to show of all time. And you can check that out in the archive, Vincent the Bay. Disorderly Conduct with my co-host Angel, and thanks for the love tonight. It looks like we have had in and out throughout the course of the 2 hours. We've had a nice solid turnout, and I really appreciate the love. It's Sunday night, and I know, or Monday morning for a lot of you, and so I really appreciate you hanging out with me, and we're going to keep the ball a rolling here. I'm Vincent the Bay, and this one goes out to my co-host, Hot Janelle. She didn't request it, but she referenced it, so I turned it into a request. This is the Italian metal band Lacuna Coil.
We'll be right back.
It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Okie dokie, it's Vince in the Bay back with you, and I have my lovely co-host tonight, Hot Janelle, and that was Lacuna Coil for you, Hot Janelle. That was a fucking sweet track. I'm so glad you mentioned that. That
wasn't
was
it
awesome.
Great? I love them.
They're perfect. They're like perfect. I loved it. Ugh, man, I'm going to get into that for sure. Italian...
Oh, and the videos? Music videos on YouTube. Yeah, she's really smoking.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so turned on by this band. Wow. Thank you, Hutch. I knew that something
well.
Good would come out of this program if I had you on. Yeah, it finally unveiled itself. Just kidding.
I love
no, I'm just
people
kidding.
On this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And what else do you love?
I love the pussy.
Oh yeah. Unlike Jay Mackin.
I guess. Something about his taint being magical earlier, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
That's suspect right there, that in and of itself.
He wants to go antiquing with my boobs and get mani-pedis.
Wow. That's not gay.
It.
I don't know what is. Okay, hey, anything flies here on Mega Show, and it's been mega fun hanging out with you mega fools, and I'm glad that Hot Janelle was able to show up. You know, it really never fails. If I just have a hot chick be my co-host, I'm guaranteed numbers. It happens every time.
You've got a full chat room.
I know, I'm stoked. This is great. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
It's Sunday night. It's Mega Show. I got Angel. I got Cannabis Monk, Fat Red Dragon, Hot Janelle, Jay Mackin, Sexy Mojo, The Great Satan, Troy Shadow, and friends, or guest listeners, as we shall call them. Lots of guests been in and out tonight. Appreciate the love. And speaking of The Great Satan, tomorrow night, my co-host will not be a lovely woman, so maybe it'll be my lowest rated show, but I don't know. We're going to give it a go. The One Angry Jew is going to be my co-host for the entire 2 hours tomorrow, kids. So haters and trolls, beware. Tomorrow night, me and the Jew, 2 hours. We're going to take calls and fuck shit up. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be that sexy, but it's Monday night. What else are you doing? You know, tune in to me and the Jew. Just fucking shit up. It'll be great. And if he can, we got 20 minutes to go. One Angry Jew, if you're out there listening and you want to call in sometime in the next 20 minutes, we can fit you in and sort of give people a little tease, because I know some people might not be familiar with the Jew. I don't know. Hot Janelle, have you heard of the One Angry Jew?
I have, and I'm kind of excited. I'm definitely going to listen, because it's always a good time when he comes on.
Yeah, he's great.
He likes to stir shit up.
He's been under the weather recently, and I was almost it was kind of 50-50 whether I could get him to do it tomorrow, but I think he'll be good, well enough. He told me he was on Benjamin Solomon's show earlier, messing around with him, so that tells me he's good enough to be my co-host for 2 hours. Tomorrow night, me, the One Angry Jew, live here on BTR, same time, 9 p.m. Pacific. It's 12 midnight Eastern, and that's 4:20 everywhere else.
And I love the pussy.
Thank you. That's great. All right. Also coming up this week, big week this week. I have guests like almost every day. So tomorrow night is the Jew. And Tuesday I have a WonderCon preview show. I'm going to have the creators of Help, I'm Alive. It's a new internet zombie. zombie movies, zombie web series that's being unveiled at WonderCon here in San Francisco, which those of you who are all like gamers and cartoon and comic book freaks, you know what I'm talking about. Those who don't, you won't probably even give a shit, but I'm going to have these two guys on. One of them I know, and he's a cool guy, and he'll be a lot of fun to talk to. He's the director. His name is Justin. He's the director of Help I'm Alive. He's also done a lot of he's directed other stuff. He's also happens to be the manager of Lyrics Born. I don't know if you're familiar with Lyrics Born, but he's a Bay Area hip-hop artist. This guy, Justin, does music videos and stuff for him. He also does music videos for other artists and manages other musical acts, and he's a really talented guy. He's like a film aficionado, and he'll be a lot of fun to talk to. We'll talk about his web series, and he'll give us a little preview of WonderCon, and then hopefully we'll have him back, and he'll tell us more about WonderCon when he gets back and give us a review. And then, so Wednesday night, I think it is. Yeah, is it Wednesday? I'll have Simone White, Sim1, Simone White. He's a drummer, used to play here in the Bay Area, grew up in the Bay Area, drummed here for a number of years, worked with a lot of people, worked with Michael Fronte and Spearhead. He worked with Mark Insull. He worked with Midnight Voices. He played with George Clinton. He's just a sick ass drummer. But he lives in Australia now, of all places. So he's out there, and so he's going to hang out with me on Wednesday, and we're going to chop things up. And then things open up the rest of the week. If anybody's interested in being a co-host, I'm totally interested, especially if you have boobs and a vagina. So, sorry, Jay Mackin, but I will be open to co-hosts all the time. I have some openings coming up, so feel free to let me pencil you in or pin you in or pin you down for one of those upcoming dates. Also, I have a comedian coming up next week, Kate Brindle, so that'll be cool. Anyway, 15 minutes to go. Vincent the Bay, Hot Janelle. Taking calls if you want to join us, 347-826-7667. And hopefully we can get the Jew to join us and give us a little tease as far as what we can expect from him tomorrow. It's always interesting. He's been sort of away from the show here, so yeah. Anywho, big ups in the chat room. The chat room just seems to like expand and contract and expand and contract. It's almost like it's pregnant or something. Like Britney Spears looked like when she was on stage. Did you see those photos of her, Jay Mackin?
Yeah, I did. They were pretty. It reminded me of like my mom. The pictures of my mom after I was born. She was kind of stretchy down near her vagina hole area.
Okay. I appreciate the visual. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother. Please save us, folks. 347-826-7667. What else is on your mind, Hot Janelle? What else is going on in your little head?
You know, honestly, a whole lot of nothing. I don't know. I was thinking of contracting and expanding. And
oh, are you going to turn
on? Got
me a
little hot.
Or is your clock ticking? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, 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 no. Just the contracting and expanding thing. That happens generally, naturally, with women.
Okay.
Especially if you know how to use those muscles. Good thing.
Good. Yeah. All right, let's take. It looks like we have somebody that wants to join us. I believe it's Red, Fat Red Dragon. What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, Vince. What's going on, brother?
Not much, dude. Just hanging out with my panel. It's Hot Janelle, Jay Mackin, Sexy Mojo, and now you, dude. What's on your mind?
I was just going to give you a little hint of insight there. If you really want to find out what's going on in Hot Janelle's mind, just ask her what she's watching on Netflix at the moment.
All right, Hot Janelle, what are you watching on Netflix?
I may be watching Stargate SG-1. I don't know.
Nerd!
Hey.
Oh, so you're probably into WonderCon.
That I am a nerd.
You would probably want to go to WonderCon, I bet.
I was actually thinking that sounded really interesting, actually.
Dude,
I've been watching,
for real. It's going to be cool.
The Walking
You should at least
Dead.
Tune into the show and check out what it's all about. It's like Comic-Con. The Comic-Con is like the granddaddy. It happens in San Diego, I believe. But this is like the San Francisco version of it. So all the geeks in San Francisco can geek out at it. I'm thinking of going, actually. I have nothing to fucking do, and I know these guys that are going to be there, so I'm thinking of just bringing my flip cam and just hanging out and just scoping out the scene.
That sounds like fun. I wish I could be there.
The Stargate is like God's vagina, right? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, exactly.
You get into it, and you end up somewhere else?
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Angel's asking, what happened to the hot men you were supposed to have on the show? Well, I have Jay Mack in here. He's hot. I mean, he's hot for men,
yeah.
But still, it's kind of the same thing.
I've seen a picture of him, so.
What?
We've got our cameras up in Teeny Chat, and he was in here, and he didn't contribute, so I'm disappointed.
I don't know how to work all this newfangled stuff. I'm used to having a producer do it for me. I don't know.
Fuck you, bitch.
I thought they were telling some bitch.
My studio audience is really, really hot for Hot Janelle. And if you're in the tiny chat, you got to see those little puppies. They just want to pop out and say hello.
They really do.
Tinychat.com/VincentTheBay. And what's that tattoo you have on your left booby there?
It's a butterfly. It's a travel butterfly.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I've got one of my
best. Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits! Show
Blow
your tits!
Your tits.
Show
Blow
your tits!
Tits.
Blow your tits!
Blow your tits!
Blow your tits.
No.
I just shot my load. Shot my load.
I love the pussy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my penis. Let me set
the mood here. Let's set the mood here, kids. Let's have our own version of sexy fun time.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, do you mind? Jake, relax, dude. We're not supposed to cross swords, okay? So, Hot Janelle, now that I've got you here, and Jake, can you get the camera out of my face, dude? Do you mind? Anyway, so Hot Janelle, the real reason why I wanted to bring you onto my show is because I wanted to make sweet love. Jay, can you please get that? Jay, you're showing off, dude. You're showing off. I don't care. Just because you're gay and have a bigger cock than me doesn't mean you gotta show off, you fucking dick. Let's try not to forget it. Never mind. Turn that shit off. Can we? I'm sorry, Hot Janelle. It's just not gonna work out. I understand you got other commitments and other talk shows and stuff, but at least we had this quick one shining moment together.
See, if Janelle and I were to get together, we would make our own music, and it would sound like this for about 4 to 6 minutes.
See, again, that is just. That's sad. I'm sorry. 4 to 6 minutes?
Not in a row.
Oh, hey. Hey, Angel, we do have a hot man on here. We do have a hot man, and he'll prove it to you in the tiny chat. I'm talking about Fat Red Dragon. Fat Red Dragon, have you showed off your sexiness yet?
Show
your tits! Show your tits!
Yeah, I think you're ready. I'm not sure if you're completely graduated enough to host your own Fat Red Dragon tits, but we can give it a shot if you want to try it out.
Well, hey, I'm not endorsing or denying any such activity. What you do, what happens in the tiny chat stays in the tiny chat as far as I'm concerned. Unless it gets really raunchy, then I'll videotape it and put it on YouTube.
So yeah. Tiny chat is like Stargate?
Yes.
Cool.
Very exactly.
I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what you're talking about. Stargate? What?
God's vagina.
Yes, God's vagina. It sucks you in and takes you to a new world.
I have no idea what you people are talking about.
You're not geek enough.
I'm not. That's why I'm having these guys who are going to WonderCon. I'm having them on my show, so that way I
can
get informed about this shit and get my audience and get my geek fucking game up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Get to get
winning.
Bye, bub.
Huh? All right. I think you are, as they say back in the old days, you would be Patriot Gregging.
Patriot Greg.
And it sounds like Jay Mackin. It sounds like you've got to ease up the microphone there, bro. That's not even him. Who's that? Is that Fish Tank Shitter? Yeah, okay, he must be stroking himself or something because he's getting some rubbage or some something or other going on with his microphone there.
My setup is excellently set up.
No, I apologize, Jay Mack, and I inadvertently fingered you, and that was my bad. But, hey, you know what? If all else fails, let's just blame the
Libyans!
The Libyans. Yeah, let's just blame the Libyans. As long as we can unite together against
the Libyans,
then all will be well in the land.
Are you sure he's not saying the labia? The labia.
He may be saying the labia.
The Libyans.
Oh.
That's from Back to the Future, dude. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where
I always thought he was saying the labia.
Known in its Spanish translation.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Labia.
El hombre.
Labia. Labia.
The Libyans.
Labia.
It does sound like he's saying the labia. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fix
it
that.
It does.
Hodgnell, is that your Twitter handle?
Labia? No.
No.
It's Hodgnell.
Okay.
Yes. Although I should change it to the labia.
You should.
Maybe I'll get more followers.
That's pretty cool.
Or change it to...
I love the pussy.
Exactly.
Don't
Actually,
we all?
I'm going to go check that right now. I love the pussy. All right. Twitter.com/I love the pussy. It is taken. Oh, wow. She's kind of cute, too, actually. I want to follow her. And her last tweet was April 29th, 2009, and it said, playing around.
That bitch.
And then the only one she had before that was a minute earlier. It says, sucking Donovan Dick got a problem. Playing around, and that was it. I mean, God, she could be dead, or she could have, God, who knows? She could have been raped and, like, fucking... discarded and been in a dumpster by now.
Janelle, how do you only have 127 followers on Twitter? My gosh. That's a travesty. It's a travesty.
I've only been on there for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's all right then. That's pretty good.
I guess.
I'm now following you.
Yay. I'm following you.
Hooray. We're followers.
Yay.
I follow the labia wherever it goes.
Oh, The labia's not taken.
Good times. So, fish tank shitter, have you exposed your nipples yet?
No, my laptop actually, I think, has completely shat itself for tonight. I'm not sure what's going on, but it won't start up.
Mm-hmm. Likely story, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm only telling you what I know.
All right, very well then. Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with me tonight, especially my extra special, extra sexy co-host, Hot Janelle. Thank you, Hot Janelle.
You're very welcome.
One more time, we've had quite an influx of listeners since you last plugged it. One more time, why don't you plug the 420 Grindhouse in your show tomorrow?
Okay. I am on at 9:00 Central Standard Time. It's the primetime grind with Hot Janelle at the 420 Grindhouse. And I love the pussy.
Oh, man, it's so fucking hot. I really lucked out when she said yes to being my co-host. And I thank, once again, Jay Mackin. What's the website, the Cascadia Radio? What is it again? Put that in the chat, because I always forget it.
Cascadia.fm.
All right, Cascadia.fm, sweet. Thank you to you, Jay Mackin, for joining me on the panel tonight. Always a pleasure to have somebody from the gay community represented here on the show. I am from the Bay, so that's how we do it here. What else? Sexy Mojo, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I'm good.
All right. No, you're not good. You're better than good. You're fucking smoking hot, baby.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you came back to me. I'll talk to you off air, all right?
Yep.
All right, take care, baby. All right. Thanks again to Fat Red Dragon, also Cannabis Monk for holding it down in the chat, Lamlo in the cut. Also, anybody else who was here with me tonight, I love you, and we'll make love to you again soon, very, very soon here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to wind it up here, wind up the show here in just a second. But before I do that, I want to send a quick shout out to my good friends down at the Vapor Room. Wow, they're a good time. I think it's vaporroom.com, if I'm not mistaken. Vaporroom.com. Yeah, check them out. If you're in the Bay Area and you use medicinal cannabis, check them out. I've been really satisfied with them. They always have a new selection every time I walk in. The people are cool. As long as your paperwork and everything is straight, no hassles, you're in and out. Parking kind of sucks, but if you're local, it's, you know, you just take the bus or whatever, you're good. Good people down there. There's a guy down there. I think his name's Rec, or is it either Rec or Rhino? I forget, because I tried to remember his name by saying, "Oh, I'll just remember your name by Rhino or Rec." But now I forgot whether his name's Rec or Rhino. So whatever. If your name's Rhino or Rec and you work at the Vapor Room, shouts to you for being a great bud tender. And shouts to the 420 Grindhouse crew once again, Hot Janelle representing here on the show tonight. Good times. Check me out tomorrow night when my co-host will be for 2 hours, The One Angry Jew. And we'll talk about, among other things,
the Libyans!
And also the Libyans, including, just for our good friend, Jay Mackin, thank you. Anyways, terrible. Vince in the Bay, signing off. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, Blogspot, VinceInTheBay.blogspot.com to get blog updates on upcoming guests. That's it. Thank you all. I'll check you out again very soon. And peace out, biatches. And before I go, I want to send you off with a tune here that